This is Radio Romania International. You are listening to our one-hour broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe. We can also be heard on the internet at www.ri.ro, Channel 1. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter and other social media platforms. Our programs are also available on TuneIn, Radio Romania International 1, and via satellite Eutelsat 16A on 11,512 MHz, vertical polarization, azimuth 16 degrees east. We wish you good reception conditions.
Hello, I'm Conrasmian with the news. First, the top stories. Romania's President Klaus Iohannis will pay an official visit to the Republic of Korea between April 22nd and 24th. A new terminal will be inaugurated on May 15th in the Black Sea port of Constanța in partnership with the port company from Dubai. Friday's attack near the city of Isfahan in Iran, apparently carried out by drones and attributed to Israel, worries the international community. And the Romanian national team was assigned to Group B at the European Women's Handball Championship EHF Euro 2024. Romania's President Klaus Iohannis will pay an official visit to the Republic of Korea from April 22nd to 24th at invitation of his counterpart Yoon Suk-yeol. The Republic of Korea is the first country in the Asia-Pacific region with which in 2008 Romania raised relations to the level of strategic partnership. On the occasion of the upcoming visit by President Iohannis to Seoul, this partnership will be consolidated through a document that will establish the directions of cooperation in the next 10 years. Relevant documents will be signed regarding defense, nuclear energy investments and foreign trade, cooperation in emergency situations and disaster management, cooperation in the fields of culture, mass media, youth and sports. In the Republic of Korea, Romania's president will have meetings with the representatives of the Romanian community and the business environment, and will visit an exhibition of traditional Romanian art. Romania's President Klaus Iohannis participated on Wednesday and Thursday in Brussels in the extraordinary meeting of the European Council. The talks focused, among other things, on the conflict in Ukraine, the situation in the Middle East, the EU-Turkey relations, and the new European Pact for the Single Market competitiveness. According to a Romanian presidency communique, Klaus Iohannis reiterated that Ukraine, along with the Republic of Moldova, remain issues of absolute priority and insisted on the need for a security approach that includes the entire Black Sea region. He also pleaded for the rapid advancement of the process of EU accession of the two states within a predictable and sustained process. Regarding the situation in the Middle East, the European leaders reiterated their solidarity with the Israeli people and called for the de-escalation of the situation in the region. The Romanian Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu said in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates that the Romanian government wants to continue the partnerships it already has with companies from the Emirates. In this way, the port of Constanța is consolidating its strategic and logistic capacity in the run-up to the recovery and reconstruction process of Ukraine, said the Romanian Prime Minister. Moreover, the Romanian Transport Minister Sorin Grindeanu announced that on May 15th, the new terminal in the port of Constanța will be inaugurated, a joint project developed by the port company from Dubai and the administration of the port of Constanța, worth 82 million euros. He pointed out that Romania was interested in attracting new financing to increase the port capacity and reducing ship unloading, loading times, and smoothing the flow of ships in the port spaces. The statements come in the context of the discussions that the Romanian delegation had on Friday with the management of the Dubai Ports Company at the end of the visit to the Middle East. Friday's attack near the city of Isfahan in Iran, apparently carried out by drones and attributed to Israel, worries the international community, which asks both countries to stop the confrontation. In turn, Iran minimized the impact of the explosions, did not directly accuse Israel, and promised not to respond militarily. The International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that the Iranian nuclear facilities in the Isfahan region suffered no damage and reiterated the call for restraint. We must do everything possible for all parties to stop the escalation of the conflict in this region, said in turn the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. The Romanian national handball team was assigned to Group B along with the teams of Montenegro, the Czech Republic and Serbia at the European Women's Handball Championship EHF Euro 2024, following the drawing of lots held on Thursday evening in Vienna. Romania, which won the first group of the preliminaries with the maximum score, was part of the second most valuable urn, while Montenegro was top seed. The 16th edition of the EHF Euro for women will take place between November 28th and December 15th in Austria, Hungary and Switzerland, with the participation of 24 teams, 8 more than in the previous editions. Romania participated 4 times in the European Women's Championship, obtaining only 1 medal, bronze, in 2010. 3 F-16 Fighting Falcon aircraft purchased by Romania from Norway landed on Friday at the 71st Air Base General Emanuel Ionescu from Câmpia Turzii in central Romania and are to be assigned to the 48th Fighter Squadron. According to a defense minister communique, the purchase of the new planes and the related package of goods and services will ensure the increase of Romania's security by ensuring the defense of the national and NATO airspace in peacetime and in crisis situations. And that's the news.
Romania wants checks lifted at Schengen land borders. I'm Anna Maria Popescu with more details in this commentary written by Leila Camil. On March the 31st, Romania and its neighbor Bulgaria partly joined the Schengen visa-free travel area after the European Union's Justice and Home Affairs Council decided to scrap checks at the air and maritime borders between the two countries and the other Schengen member states. This was possible after Austria, the last country in the bloc that opposed the idea, lifted its veto. The Schengen area has one external border where checks are conducted in line with a clear set of rules regarding visas, migration, asylum, and police, judicial and customs cooperation. Attending the special European Council meeting held this week in Brussels, the President of Romania, Klaus Iohannis, highlighted the need to lift all barriers to the operation of the single market as a pillar of competitiveness, including in relation to the 4 freedoms of movement. This aspect, he pointed out, is particularly important in the context of Romania's Schengen accession process and of its efforts to have land border checks lifted as well. In fact, a report commissioned by the Council mentions the need for Romania and Bulgaria's full Schengen integration as a means to boost the single market. Meanwhile, in Sofia, the Romanian Interior Minister Cătălin Bredoiu and the European Commissioner for Home Affairs Ylva Johansson attended a meeting with Bulgaria's Interior Minister Kalin Stoyanov concerning the two countries' Schengen accession. The Romanian official said that both Romania and Bulgaria were prepared for the lifting of land border checks. He added that all the measures to counter organized crime and illegal migration at the internal borders had been discussed in details. In turn, the European Commissioner Ylva Johansson voiced hopes that a precise date would be set this year for the two countries' full accession to the visa-free zone, as proposed by the European Commission. She said the topic would be discussed in the Justice and Home Affairs Council meeting due in mid-June. We had a very good exchange where both ministers, Stoyanov and Predoiu, told about the improvements made in Bulgaria and Romania, the European Commissioner said. She also pointed out that the Commission had established in fact-finding missions that Bulgaria and Romania were better prepared to fulfill all the Schengen acquis than some Schengen member states, given all the efforts made at their external borders. Romania ranks 25th in a virtual ranking of the countries taking part in the Paris Olympics. We wrap up today's newscast with a commentary on this written by Ștefan Stoica. We have 3 months left until the world's top sports event, the Summer Olympics, scheduled to take place in Paris between July the 26th and August the 11th. Although overshadowed by a war that has reached its third year in Ukraine and by a volatile situation in the Middle East, the Olympics stir well-deserved interest, including in terms of statistics. Experts have set out to produce a predicted medal table for the Paris Olympics, with a number of medals each country is expected to win. According to this ranking released recently by Nielsen Grasenote, Romania is forecast to win 10 medals, of which 2 gold, 3 silver and 5 bronze ones. The country would thus come out 25th in the ranking by total number of medals. Should this projection come true, this would make Romania's best performance in the past 5 editions of the Summer Olympics, after the 9 medals won in Beijing in 2008, 7 in London in 2012, and 4 each in Rio 2016 and Tokyo 2020. At the 2004 Olympics in Athens, Romania won a total of 19 medals. But all these pale in comparison to Romania's exceptional performance at the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. With 53 medals, 20 gold, 16 silver and 17 bronze, Romania ranked second in the nation's table after the U.S. According to the Grasenote predictions, the U.S. team will dominate the Paris Games as well, with a forecast 123 medals, followed by China with 89 medals and the UK with 66. The host country, France, is expected to win 55 medals. In a standing taking into account gold medals only, France ranks third after the US and China, while Russia and Belarus will not take part in the competitions. For obvious reasons, Ukraine is predicted to take home 13 medals. The predicted medal table is a projection based on team and individual results in the previous Olympic Games, in the World Championships and World Cups, to establish the most likely medal winners from each country. Romania so far has 80 athletes qualified for the Paris Games in events including athletics, swimming, boxing, rowing, kayaking, artistic and rhythmic gymnastics, water polo, table tennis, wrestling and weightlifting. Octavian Morariu, a member of the International Olympic Committee and of the Romanian Executive Olympic and Sports Committee, says the 10-medal forecast for Romania may be realistic, but it should not be taken for granted. There are events where we have really good chances to win medals, for instance rowing, swimming, weightlifting, wrestling and canoeing. So this is what we should pin our hopes on at the Paris Olympics, Morariu said. He argued that these are the events in which Romanians have had good results lately and which are an indication of what could be achieved this summer. And this wraps up today's newscast on Radio Romania International. Don't forget you can also follow us online at rri.ro and on Facebook.
Focus on Romania.
Time now for Hit of the Day on Radio Romania International. Andra is the first Romanian pop artist to be given a live concert on London's Wembley Arena. You're invited to listen to The Motans featuring Andra and their hit Back into the Future.
Și să rupturi la același mic dejun. De la început prietenii ți-au spus că sunt nebun. Tu râzi la toate glumele pe care ți le spun. E unul din motive pentru care sunt imun. Dragostea perfectă are și defectele ei. Fericirea mea se ascunde doar în ochii tăi. Dragă, doar în vocea ta mă regăsesc și știu. Cu tine mă simt atât de viu.
Aceeași nori, aceleași ai întâi talent. Nerăbdător în toate tu mă pui mereu să aștept. La interfonul tău cu diezul meu defect. Gândurile mele îți bat la ușă cu piciorul. Dragă, toate fug la tine ca să-mi stingă dorul. Sunt lacom și te dau cu toate în clipa de acum. Știind că viitorul ne va aștepta oricum.
Dacă aș da timpul înapoi, n-aș schimba nimic la noi. Și ca să nu mă de altă vouă, numai înapoi în viitor. Dacă aș da timpul înapoi, n-aș schimba nimic la noi. Știu că n-o să mă de altă vouă, fiindcă suntem bine în viitor.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
The future starts today.
Hello and welcome to our geopolitical feature. I am Galinka Tsoyu. The result of a difficult compromise, the European Pact on Migration and Asylum, recently adopted by the European Parliament, comes against the backdrop of increasing asylum applications and illegal entries into the Union, especially from North Africa. 1.14 million asylum applications were registered last year, the highest level since 2016, according to the European Asylum Agency, while illegal entries, also on the rise, stood at around 380,000. The outcome? The growing number of migrants from year to year has generated tensions and divisions between the 27 member states of the Union. Remus Plicopie, the rector of a school of political sciences in Bucharest, made an analysis of the situation for Radio Romania, in which he spoke about the need for a hierarchy of migrants. Here is what University Professor Remus Plicopie said. Quote, "We have to help those who are in a complicated situation. What options do Ukrainians have? What options do the Syrians have? There are no options in the conditions where there is a war, and as long as there is conflict, it is normal for the respective families to simply flee. You have no way to say, no, we don't accept, we don't approve, go back to Ukraine. But there are other situations where this migration in fact is catalyzed either by traffickers or for other reasons. So we have to have a ranking or prioritization of migrants, because in the end, the resources of the European Union countries are limited." In his analysis, the professor spoke about the migration policy and the rise of extremist discourse. Different procedures in different countries and different rules in different countries within the European Union have made this policy quite inconsistent. Until we discuss how migrants are managed and the discussions that are had, if they have the right to asylum or not, there are some very clear rules here. I think we should look a little bit at the bigger politics. Actually, migration is one of the reasons why extremist discourse has grown all over Europe, on one hand. On the other hand, there is the very serious problem of managing these people. We are talking about millions of people at the level of the European Union. We are not talking about 10,000 or 20,000. We're talking about millions. Since there have been humans on Earth, there has been a process of migration. However, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, migration represented a relatively small percentage compared to the population of the respective countries. Today, Austria, a country with which we are debating the subject of Schengen, has 20% of the population with an Austrian passport, with an Austrian ID, coming from other countries beyond the migrants who are on the territory of Austria, but who have not yet become citizens, or it is not known when they will become so. There are over 4 million Turks in Germany. Remus Prikopje also draws attention to another aspect. Migration can also be used as a geopolitical tool, he says, and gives an example. Turkey, when it is angry with the European Union, opens the migration valve. The Migration and Asylum Act is the first legislation that imposes a unitary approach at the level of all member states. It is a regulation, not a directive, which means that it will be applied as such in the EU states. But what does this regulation bring? First, simpler and faster procedures for selecting those who are entitled to asylum, and at the same time for the return of those who do not qualify between 3 and 7 days, depending on whether they entered illegally or legally. Another new element is the scanning of all migrants and inclusion in a common database at a European level in an attempt to limit the entry of people who may pose risks to community security. Fingerprints and facial images of all persons over the age of 6 will be collected and registered in the European Eurodac database. At the same time, according to the new regulation, the member states are obliged to provide asylum seekers with certain equivalent reception standards regarding living conditions, education, and medical assistance. Accepted asylum seekers will be able to start working no later than 6 months after submitting their application. Migrants will also be subject to medical tests. At the same time, a mechanism of solidarity is established so that no member state bears the pressure of migration alone, regardless of whether it is on the Mediterranean border or on land routes. Will all this solve the problem? It can reduce migration, believes University Professor Remus Prikopje. The problem of migration can only be overcome if countries try to solve, at least partially, the problem at its roots. Why do all these people leave their country? They generally leave for a few simple reasons. War, I have already mentioned Syria and Ukraine, dictatorial political regimes, fundamental violations of human rights, or poverty. So by trying through European policies, policies even at the global level through the UN, to fight against these causes, migration will be reduced. If we say no, we build a wall or a fence, they will jump the wall. You have been listening to The Future Starts Today.
This is Radio Romania International. Cultural event.
Welcome to Cultural Event with me, Eugen Nasta. The fourth edition of Narrative, Narrative in Romanian, the reading festival for the little ones, was held in late March in Bucharest. Organized by the Curtea Veche Publishers and Foundation, the first stage of Narrative was hosted by the Central School National College in Romania's capital city. The second stage of the festival, held in the second half of April, will be hosted by the Pedagogical High School in Timișoara, Western Romania. In Bucharest, but also in Timișoara, children and teenagers have access to a book fair dedicated to them. Well, also for them, creative workshops are staged, as well as meetings with various authors, so that children aged 7 to 14 may feed their passion for reading. The president of the Curtea Veche Association, Irene Arsen, went on to say that Narrative was not only a festival dedicated to fiction in general, or to fiction for children in particular. Narrative was also dedicated to the books that had a certain level of theorizing that can be accessible to children of various age brackets. Irene Arsene. That's what the demand was about, actually. Initially, we embraced the idea of reading for pleasure, which could mean our literature and world literature. However, in time, we succeeded to have other types of workshops as well, and to find out that it was also through reading, it was also with the help of books, that we can form our critical thinking in a bid to discern between things and develop children's brain and education. The surprise we had was quite big, seeing that participation was fully booked first for the science-focused workshops. They were eager to get to know things related to chemistry or physics or robotics. That came as a surprise. Theatre will come next, for instance, that's for sure, as well as cinematography, so there are all sorts of domains in the long run. It is a celebration, a one-of-a-kind reading festival for children, like I've never heard it had been staged before, and the joy was tremendous every time. It is a very pleasant meeting between parents, children and pedagogues. Parents can also take part in a meeting with psychologists while the children attend the workshops. They may want to speak about the problems they have, something like, for instance, what bringing them closer to the book means or how we can help them read more. In all editions that have been held so far, participation exceeded the expectations of the organizers, who actually welcomed the more than 2,000 children who are registered, for instance, for the festival's March edition. Also, it is for them that workshops have staged in the number of 50 on various topics, from creative writing to meetings with renowned psychologists and writers. From April the 20th and all through to April the 21st in Timișoara, on the premises of the Carmen Silva National Pedagogical College, Narrativ will stage comic book workshops focusing on the ancient Greek myths. Workshops will also focus on creative writing, learning the ropes of theatre and on doing comparative analysis of books and their film versions. And that was Cultural Event.
Next in this program, sports.
Hello, this is Daniel Beal to the microphone. For decades, Romania was at the top of world gymnastics. Athletes such as the Olympic champions Nadia Comăneci, Catalina Sabo, Daniela Silivaș, Simona Amunar or Catalina Ponor made for years the headlines in sports news from all over the world. In recent years, however, Romanian gymnastics hasn't got any good results. The Romanian team's failing to qualify for the Olympic Games in Tokyo is the full expression of the catastrophic decline of Romanian gymnastics. The last edition of the Olympic Games, where Romania got some notable results in gymnastics, was the one in London in 2012. The women's team ranked third in the rankings by country, and Catalina Ponor won the silver medal in the floor exercise. The best result was the first place won by Sandra Izbașa in the vault event, a result that brought the last Olympic gold medal in the Romanian gymnastics record. Sandra Izbașa was born on June the 18th, 1990 in Bucharest. She started participating gymnastics at the age of 4. At 12, she was already part of the national junior team. Her first big performance as a senior was in 2006 at Romania's international gymnastics competition, where she won the all-around individual floor and vault events. Also in 2006 at the European Championships in Volos, she won a gold medal on floor, a silver one with a team, and a bronze medal in the beam event. There followed many other medals won at European and world competitions. It all culminated in the Olympic Games in Beijing in 2008, where Sandra won gold on floor. There followed 2 years poor in notable results. In 2011, however, at the European Championships in Berlin, Sandra Izbașa ranked first in both floor and vault. Also, she returned with 2 gold medals from the European Championships in Brussels in 2012, one in the vault event and another one with the team. The success scored the same year at the Olympic Games in London was the last major result of Sandra Izbasha's sporting career. And that's all from our sports desk today.
You are listening to Radio Romania International.
Coming up next in the program, here is Truly Romanian. I'm Eugen Nasta. Today we take you to Moldavia's Vrancea country, the native region of one of the most accomplished traditional music vocalists there, Geta Postolache. To begin with, here's a beautiful love song from Geta Postolache's repertoire.
Hop și iar așa, nu mai sta pe loc. Hop și iar așa, zi mai fluieraș. Hop, hop și iar așa, joc-i pătimaș. Hop și iar așa, bândița mă vârte bine. Hop, hop și iar așa, că e tare drag de mine. Hop și iar așa, eu știu bine a juca. Hop, hop și iar așa, dar și pâinea frământa. Hop și iar așa. Noi, hop, hop și iar așa, horoșe de doi, hop și iar așa. Trompeta răsună, hop, hop și iar așa, lumea se adună, hop și iar așa. Hai, leliță, hai la joc, hop, hop și iar așa, nu ține hora pe loc, hop și iar așa. Ia și flăcă-mă cu tine, hop, hop și iar așa, ca să joci leliță, ghini, hop și iar așa. Hop și iar așa, fete și flăcăi, hop și iar așa. Hora e încinsă, hop, hop și iar așa. Ulița-i cuprinsă, hop și iar așa. Moșu cu căciula în mână, hop, hop și iar așa. Ar juca o săptămână, hop și iar așa. Nici lelița nu se lasă, hop, hop și iar așa. Dar e să ține bătoasă, hop și iar așa. Sfințește, hop, hop și iar așa. Ora se gătește, hop și iar așa. Dar lumea nu pleacă, hop, hop și iar așa. Vrea să mai petreacă, hop și iar așa. Și trompeta iar răsună, hop, hop și iar așa. Toți vor să-i adună, hop și iar așa. Așa scorile la noi, hop, hop și iar așa. Se joacă cu năbădăi, hop și iar așa.
Geta Postolache made her first recordings in 1982 in Radio Romania studios. Next up in the program, here's a lively dance song performed by Geta Postolache.
Ia zi una vrâncenească, lumea să se veselească, hai la joc, hai la joc. Ia zi una vrâncenească, lumea să se veselească, hai la joc, hai la joc. Zița în bal și zi vioară, hai la joc, la joc. Să scoatem hora afară, hai la joc, la joc. Unde joacă un frumos și pământul e mânos, hai la joc, hai la joc. Unde joacă un frumos și pământul e mânos, hai la joc, hai la joc. Unde joacă fata mare, hai la joc, la joc. Soarele pe cer răsare, hai la joc, la joc. Roată, roată și e roată, ca pâinea coaptă în vatră, hai la joc, hai la joc. Roată, roată și e roată, ca pâinea coaptă în vatră, hai la joc, hai la joc. Ține-i hora, n-o lăsa, hai la joc, la joc. Căci acum e vremea ta, hai la joc, la joc.
Geta Postolache's musical record is impressive, including a great many awards and distinctions she was granted in almost all national competitions and festivals she participated in the late 1970s and the early 1980s. Coming up next in the program, here's yet another love song from Geta Postolache's repertoire.
umană, șai dri 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 dra, cu căciulă și sumană, șai dri 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 dra. Drag ne bada sovejană, șai dri 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 dra, cu căciulă și sumană, șai dri 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 dra. Știe jocul să pornească, șai dri 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 dra, inima să veselească, șai dri 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 dra. Și când zici o strigătură, șai dri 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 dra, toate fetele se adună, șai dri 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 dra. Șai dri 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 dra, îmi alină sufletul, șai dri 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 dra. Jocul și cu cântecul, șai dri 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 dra, îmi alină sufletul, șai dri 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 dra. Și le port mereu cu mine, șai dri 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 dra, când voi fi pe această lume, șai dri 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 dra. Cine joacă și petrece, șai dri 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 dra, frumoasă viață trăiește, șai dri dri dri.
Listen to Jet Apostolache once again, this time performing a lively round dance song from her native region, Vrancea. We end Truly Romanian today with yet another dance song from Jet Apostolache's repertoire.
cât l-am ținut, măi, și iară, măi. Dar acum vă cânt cu dor, măi, și iară, măi. Dragilor românilor, măi, și iară, măi.
Living Romania.
Coming up next in this broadcast, stay tuned for Through the Looking Glass.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of our show Through the Looking Glass. I'm your host, Elena Enache. On July 16, 1054, Patriarch of Constantinople, Michael Cerularius, was excommunicated, starting the Great Schism that created the two largest denominations in Christianity, the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox faiths. The Great Schism split the main faction of Christianity into two denominations, Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox. Today, they remain the two largest denominations of Christianity. Romania is a very religious country, with Christianity being the largest faith. In the 2021 national census, 85.3% of the population identified as Romanian Orthodox Christians, 4.5% identified as Roman Catholics, 3% as Reformed Christians, and 2.5% as Pentecostal Christians. Romanian Catholic and Eastern Orthodox believers were once part of the same church. It was on July 16, 1054, that Patriarch of Constantinople, Michael Cerularius, was excommunicated from the Christian church based in Rome, Italy. Cerularius's excommunication was a breaking point in tensions between the Roman Church, based in Rome, and the Byzantine Church, based in Constantinople. The resulting split divided the European Christian Church into two major branches, the Western Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church. This split is known as the Great Schism. It took place due to a complex mix of religious disagreements and political conflicts. One of them had to do with whether or not it was acceptable to use unleavened bread for the sacrament of communion. The West supported the practice, while the East did not. Other objects of religious dispute include the exact wording of the Nicene Creed and the Western belief that clerics should remain celibate. These religious disagreements were made worse by political conflicts, particularly regarding the power of Rome. Rome believed that the Pope, the religious leader of the Western Church, should have authority over the Patriarch, the religious authority of the Eastern Church. Constantinople disagreed. Each church recognized their own leaders, and when the Western Church eventually excommunicated Michael Cerularius and the entire Eastern Church retaliated by excommunicating the Roman Pope Leo IX and the Roman Church with him. The two churches have never united, but came to more peaceable terms. In 1965, Pope Paul VI and Patriarch Athenagoras I lifted the long-standing mutual excommunication decrees made by their respective churches. Today, the two branches of Christianity remain distinct expressions of a similar faith. Roman Catholicism is the single largest Christian denomination with more than a billion followers around the world. Eastern Orthodoxy is the second largest Christian denomination with more than 260 million followers. There have been several attempts at uniting the East and the West throughout history. Some failed, others succeeded, albeit not permanently. Eastern delegates were present in 1274 at the Second Council of Lyon, the 14th Ecumenical Council recognized by the Catholic Church on the orders of Byzantine Emperor Michael VIII.
A reunion was declared, but proved deeply unpopular among the Orthodox, with only small fractions of the Eastern clergy recognizing the union, which officially ended after just 7 years. This isn't to say that Michael VIII made no attempts at enforcing the union, even going as far as blinding or exiling several anti-unionists and deposing the Patriarch of Constantinople in favor of a unionist. A second and slightly more successful attempt at reunion came in 1439, with a Council of Florence attended by 117 Western and 31 Eastern bishops. Byzantine Emperor John VIII Palaiologos, a descendant of the previously mentioned Michael VIII, was keen on uniting with the West in order to gain Western support. The union was finalized with a document that recognized the primacy of the Pope, the Philologue, and the Western understanding of purgatory. It also recognized the Patriarch of Constantinople as the most important bishop after the Pope. All but one of the Eastern bishops signed the document. Despite this, most Eastern bishops outside the council were not so enthusiastic. The Russian Orthodox Church outright refused the union, and in Constantinople the people became deeply divided between supporters and opponents of the union. Nevertheless, the results were supported by the Byzantine emperors. The union fully ended after the fall of Constantinople in 1453, when the Ottomans started appointing anti-union patriarchs to the See of Constantinople. Dear friends, you've been listening to Through the Looking Glass. I leave you in the company of music performed by the Radio Orchestra. Until next time, it's goodbye.
Focus on Romania. Simply Folk.
Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Eugen Nastan. You're invited to listen to a fascinating shepherd's tune performed by Luca Novak, a virtuoso of the tarogato.
And with that, our broadcast in English for listeners in Western Europe has come to an end. You can listen to our next program at 20:30 hours UTC on 11975 kHz, as well as on the internet at www.rri.ro, channel 1. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write an email at engl@rri.ro. Goodbye.